Good morning and welcome back to Reptile Discoveries. I am Simon, the owner of Reptile Discoveries. Welcome back, guys. Obviously, today's Sunday. I would like to give a big shout out to Philip Marks Removals, based in Maidstone in Kent, England. They've done an amazing job of moving all my animals and everything else for me into the new location. Thank you so much, guys. You've done a brilliant job. Moving on, obviously we have moved, we have got a lot of stuff going on. I'm setting up a Twitch so you can see animals quite a lot in days. Eventually next year I want to do it so it's 24/7, so time the lights go on to the time the lights go off in their enclosures. I would like to start breeding next year. I've had quite a lot of people yesterday asking if I've got any animals for sale and loads more other stuff like that. I'm going to start looking to other places as well so I can expand Reptile Discoveries a lot more. And yeah, it's been very hectic this week. I've obviously this Tuesday, guys, I'm going live if you want to come and join us. Got loads to talk about on there as well. What else am I up to? We have had some weird stuff going on. Last night, Ruby and Titan got out, and it could have been fatal because Ruby, being a snake, she was in my monitor Liz's enclosure, and there's no way she could have got in there because everything was locked and everything. So we've had some spooky stuff going on. We've had a massive bang across the room and everything else has been really, really weird. That's on day two in the last 2 days. What else has been going on? I don't know if I said already in my last podcast, but we have got 4 new snakes on the way very soon, plus a couple more enclosures and a snake wrecking as well. So it's all exciting with that side of things. So we've got more animals on the way. I have got as well my merch. I need to talk to Sophie because I'm hoping I can start getting that out in the next couple weeks as well. And hopefully I can get out by the end of July. That'd be cool as well. I've got a piece of merch for next year coming out. I'm excited over that one because that's very... I'm dedicating it to someone, but you find out more next year for that. I'm looking forward to that. On the on the live this week, what I'll be going on all platforms, I will be showing you around the room, showing you the animals, and much, much more, and answering questions as well, guys. So join me on the podcast, the live. I'm still waking up. What else have we got? My head's full of jumble at the moment because I've got so much going on this week, and trying to remember stuff is very, very hard. We have got... I have started turning a lot of my enclosures into bioactive enclosures as well, so I'm looking forward to that. I've got the bio drainage mesh, and that's through, but I'm waiting for all the other stuff so I can actually start doing it. Obviously I'm breeding the isopods so I can do it that way as well, so it's a lot more cheaper. The springtails, I've got too many of them where they're breeding with the isopods as well. There's a lot of work, but I have to do one thing at a time because I'm going back to work tomorrow. Things are going to be on a little bit of a hold, which is good for me because it gives me more chance to do things better at a time, which I want. what I remember, I believe Sophie's coming on a live with me this week as well, so it's my first live back, and I'm very looking forward to all this. I'm excited over it as well. I have started looking to smaller enclosures, so I'll get another one for Ben and Jerry because I want to split them up and buy 4 female crested gecko, not crested geckos, leopard geckos, so I can breed them as well. Oh guys, one thing where I've moved and that, one thing I had trouble in trying to get is Rex's heating. Don't worry, it's all fixed. It took me a couple days, but he had no heating. I was quite worried about him. The room is quite hot anyway, so he didn't really, he does need it, but not as bad with the whole room being hot. Thank God, got that all sorted. Brought him a new heat bulb, so it might have blown during the move. I'm not too bothered about it, because every now and then they need new ones anyway. So I've got a spare bulb, so I brought 2 of them. Brought a spare heat bulb, and everything's working fine now. Hello, Blue. The next thing, guys, is I get a lot of questions about how to clean out reptile vivariums, tubs, if there's snakes in them, stuff like that. Don't use disinfectant, stuff like that, any normal house cleaning stuff, because it is harmful to the animals, and if you carry on using it, you can actually kill your animals. I would go out, it's expensive, and go and get F10. It's for reptiles only, and it will do the job. You see, F10 is a reptile disinfectant, so it's not harmful to the animals, and it's brilliant stuff. You can use it as hand sanitizer. I believe it's floor cleaner. I'm not too sure, don't quote me on that, but that's what I think as well. I need to look into it a bit more, and obviously sprays and stuff like that. Like I said earlier about my isopods as well, where I'm breeding them, which one of them, my normal isopods, are doing fantastic. They're breeding like wildfire. My dairy cows and my giant orange isopods, they're not doing too well. I don't know what's up with them, but they're not breeding as I thought they would be. Doesn't matter, because I'm still trying with them. But my normal ones, they're breeding like wildfire, and I'm happy over that. So that's why I'm using, the more the breed, the more I can use them as bioactive. Plus, if I get too many, I can feed them off to the spiders. So it's a win-win, really. My African land snails, I'm going to look into selling them very soon. Once I get an inch or two big, that's when I can sell them. At the moment, they're too small to sell. So keep your eyes open on my Facebook page or Twitter. All the details will be going up on them 2 pages, guys. I'm not too sure how much I'll sell them for. It's probably a couple pounds. So go and check that out once they're up. I will be selling certain animals. I'll be putting them as live food on eBay. So if you're interested, I will put all the links up eventually once they're all up there, guys, if you're interested. I will be looking into selling other things as well eventually through the year. It most probably be earlier next year, all on eBay as well. So I'll be having a shop on there. So if you're interested, I'll let you know further down the line. Right, guys, I'm gonna make a move now. Hopefully I'll see you next week, and keep discovering.